Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's not a dream anymore. It's not a dream, it's reality. I can't believe it.
Yeah! Yeah!
Sucks. Sucks. You know, game seven for the cup, we were right there.
Is it redemption for last year's runners-up?
Last year, it's really driven us. The best hockey is still in front of us.
We got a taste last year. They want it.
We're hungry coming back.
It's rematch time.
Oilers and Panthers get it started tonight. How will Jason Robertson impact this year's Stanley Cup?
Well,
sorry, I couldn't resist. We spent all day yesterday on him. Why not today too?
Well, how is Brock Nelson's signing going to impact Jason Robertson and the rest of
another
the
NHL? Domino, Marty? It's just another domino that fell today.
It's all the dominoes. No, it is the rematch. It is finally here. So we had game five of the Edmonton-Dallas Conference Finals, Western Conference Final, on last Thursday. So we're almost a week later. Game one is here. The Edmonton Oilers have home ice advantage, so it is going to be game one and two in Edmonton before going over to Florida for game three and four. The schedule is what it is. We start on June the 4th, and game seven could be the June 20th, which is a long way. 2.5 weeks later, but whatever. I mean, I'm excited. Game one is tonight. I've been beating this matchup to death over the last 5 days with my buddies at TSN. So I think I kind of know pretty much every numbers, a lot of the numbers that matter for the matchup.
Well, since you seem like you're fatigued by that, I'm not going to push you any further.
I'm not fatigued. I can recite them to you. I can tell you exactly what I think is going to happen, how it's going to happen, and what the outcome is.
What's more likely? The Panthers organization wins the Stanley Cup again or the Calder Cup this year?
Ooh, because the Charlotte Checkers made it to the finals by beating Laval, and Charlotte's been on fire.
Okay, before you answer that, how many Panther draft picks do you think are on the Charlotte Checkers?
Three.
Four, far as last night's lineup was concerned.
Yeah. They know that. It's not about prospect for them.
Exactly. Just out of curiosity, though, can you guess how many Sabre draft picks were on the Amerks in their final playoff game this year?
In their final playoff game, I would say 11.
You're unreal. 12 is the correct answer. Yeah. So,
I went quick. I mean, I could have gone through the lineup and seen and said, okay, draft pick, but I figured it was more than half. So I went to 11, like 50% plus one.
Yeah. And obviously, like the Panthers, with their success, like all teams, they trade away high draft picks.
Yeah.
They trade away first rounders, et cetera. So what they have is they have a third round, two fourths, and a fifth that played in last night's lineup. We mentioned before how like eerily similar they were statistically to like what Carolina was doing, you know, earlier in the playoffs as far as shot suppression and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's wild. I don't want to get too far down this path, but I just found it interesting that, like, you know, because we talked about Rasmus Asplund just a few weeks back. Now he's here in the Calder Cup final. And we talked a lot about Eric Comrie this year winning the job to back up Connor Hellebuyck.
Yep.
But it's the cast off from Winnipeg, Kaapo Kähkönen, who is anchoring this Charlotte Checkers team all the way through here to a finals matchup that will be against Vancouver's Farm Club Abbotsford or the Texas Stars. So that series is 2-1 Abbotsford right now with game four happening tonight.
And for those that remember, Artur Shilovs, he is playing for the Abbotsford Canucks. Basically, the number three for the Vancouver Canucks was a big part of the playoffs last year when Thatcher Demko went down against Nashville and, you know, the Canucks played and lost to the Edmonton Oilers. Now the Oilers are in the finals. Okay, so to your original question, what is more likely to happen, the Florida Panthers repeating or the Charlotte Checkers winning the Calder Cup? I think they're both have this. I would suggest that they're both are the favorite, and it would be more impressive if the Florida Panthers won. But I think the Panthers are the better team. Like, I look at Zach Hyman's injury is huge. Zach Hyman being hurt for the Edmonton Oilers right now is huge. Yeah, I get it. They were able to fare well without him against Dallas, but Dallas was a complete mess. This is different, playing the Florida Panthers. The depth of the Oilers has been great in the playoffs. They are nothing compared to the depth of the Florida Panthers. That is just facts. Like, you're looking at numbers, you're looking at rosters, it's just not even comparable. So at the end of the day, if Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are going to explode in the finals and create at a pace that is like just fantastic for them, okay, yeah, the Oilers have a chance, but Bobrovsky's better than Skinner. It's everything falls on the Florida Panthers side.
Is that why I'm picking Edmonton and have been for a little while? Like, not too long, but a little while.
So. I think you have really always felt like, look, Stuart Skinner is not... Well,
but I also have loved the Panthers all year, too. So it's just you have to pick one. And honestly, none of the numbers and whatever you just said, like where it falls on Florida, none of it matters. Like even last year, everybody anointed the Panthers champions after three games. Well, guess what? They still could have easily lost game seven, which they needed, and won 2-1. I don't see any difference here. And I will not pick... And I know that's stupid based on how much I love Florida, but I will not pick against McDavid and Draisaitl. I won't.
Well, that's the thing. And the Oilers, the difference this year is they have home ice advantage, as I pointed out. No, last year in the two games in Florida,
now
the first
just
two games.
You're needling me because it means nothing.
Well, no, but okay. So here's where it means something. And I think that when you have those two teams, it matters because the Florida Panthers can play the heavy matchup game. They can either put Barkov on McDavid and then have Lundell on Draisaitl, flip it back. If the Oilers want to put both of them on the same line, then you have that line that you could say you're out there to just play against that duo. And in the first two games in Florida last year, maybe because of matchups, but the Oilers only scored one game in the first two games in Florida. They lose those two games, fall down to nothing, come back in Edmonton, only score... I think it was two games. I think they scored three goals in the first four games. No, they scored two goals in the first three games and had two in the game four. So it was really tough for me to look at the Oilers not being able to score early, and the matchups may have played into that. Now you're in Edmonton. So can you come out swinging and in the first game go out and win 5-1? Like, that's what the Oilers need to do to show that home ice advantage is going to matter.
Until Florida wins the next game and then it's a split and then they come home. Like, it doesn't, sorry, I'm never going to let go of this. Like, it literally doesn't matter in my opinion, but.
It's like cyclical. There is going to be years where the road team wins all the time. There's years where the home team wins all the time.
Like this year, the home started really hot this year. Really hot.
Really hot. It was like, But then a game seven, Toronto, Florida is in Toronto. And game five was in Toronto. And Toronto lost game five at home and game seven at home just to go on the road and win, you know, game six. The Panthers are 8-2 on the road this year in the playoffs.
And Dallas, Dallas was eliminated on home ice, obviously.
Yeah. But the Oilers are 6-1 at home. So it's like both teams have been good in the elements that tonight's game one will be at. Oilers have been great at home. Panthers have been great on the road. So it comes down to, you know, little details here and there. Are you a defense wins championship type of guy?
Marty, we've been doing the show for 4 years now.
You love offense. You love offense. But, I mean...
I mean, again, any narrative fits in a post-game show.
Yeah.
So we're in pregame mode. I'm gonna sit here and say I'm picking Edmonton. And look, the Oilers' defense, you remember way back when the playoffs started, the first person that I crushed for an opening night performance was Jake Walman.
Oh, yeah.
But he's had a pretty good playoffs.
He's been really
good. And the Oilers' defense without Ekholm and now with Ekholm, been pretty good. And Stuart Skinner's numbers have been really, really, really good in their victories. So, yeah, it takes every single aspect. That's why I just try not to be this, you know, be-all, end-all. I'm picking them because of home ice, or I'm picking them because their defense is the best. We've just seen too much to believe that it's going to come down to one thing. And that's where Edmonton, you know, has two things that are almost supernatural. And that's not to say that Florida doesn't. I mean, Sasha Barkov is all world in everything. But I just, my gut is just leaning towards Edmonton. That's really all it comes down to.
So when it comes to that, the Oilers are the second best offense in the playoffs this year in expected goals for per game. Mm-hmm. So they create the second most of every team. The Florida Panthers are the second best defensive team when you look at expected goals against per game. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they are both like at that level where one is elite in offense creation and one is elite in offense suppression. And how does that affect all of it? And the other thing too, and this is what I love, these kind of like stories, right? Like the whole Gretzky lost in 83, won in 84. Crosby lost in 08, won in 09. And now McDavid can have the chance after losing in their first final appearance, going right back the next year. That's the only three instances over the last little bit here of a star player like that getting to their first final and then going back the very next year. So, but... The Oilers are also the eighth team in NHL history to lose their first game, two games of the playoffs. They lost game one and game two to the Kings this year, and to have made it to the finals. There's only seven other teams that have made it. How many of those teams have won the cup?
No.
All seven of them have won the cup. So the Oilers could be like continue that streak. So it's kind of interesting because the 92 Penguins lost their first two games of the playoffs and won the finals. The Habs lost in 93 the first two games to Quebec in round one, won the cup to the LA Kings. 02 Wings, 06 Hurricanes, 11 Bruins, 14 Kings. And most recently, remember the Capitals lost the first two games of the playoffs where they had Grubauer in net. They made the switch to Holby and they win the cup. So that I love those things. I love those weird statistical anomaly that if you lose the first two games of the playoffs, usually you're not out of the first round. And if you make it out of the first round, you don't make it to the finals. But seven teams have made it. Seven teams have won the cup. The Oilers are the eighth team to be doing it.
Well, it'll be easier to talk about the final when there's a game actually played. So stay with us. We'll dive deeper tomorrow in our game one post-game show.
If we're going to be watching.
What?
I said, if we're going to be watching.
Well, you have to. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'll be tuned in. I've been like, you know, I was watching like baseball, college baseball playoffs the last few nights and college softball playoffs. And I've been hitching for some hockey. Like there was no NBA I watched WNBA last night. There was a Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark game on, and I'm like, hey, you know what? Let me see what that's about. Like, without Caitlin Clark, I've been itching for hockey to come back.
Who's the next coach of the Knicks?
That is I'm not knowledgeable enough in coaching.
I figured
coaching.
You had all your old MSG cronies, so you're on the inside still.
That is such a weird firing of Tom Thibodeau going out after he took the Knicks to the conference finals, right?
Right.
And beating the Celtics and everything. But there's been speculation about the Knicks all year, so it was... Mm-hmm. You know, and his coaching methods and all of it. I did see a great behind the scenes of him about how he's like, I've never been married. I got engaged once. And then 6 months before the wedding, I called it off because I don't have kids. He's committed his life to basketball. That's all mm-hmm. he's doing. It's like, I've missed, you know, family events, funerals, whatever, because of basketball. Like, he is a lifer. Basketball coach, like, he's gonna get another job, but yeah. It's interesting to see that, you know, that's the paying the price at mm-hmm. some point of a commitment to a game.
Well, I mean, we talk about this all the time, often too reactionary, and I don't mean we specifically, I just mean in general. I mean, even yesterday we're discussing Jason Robertson and the Dallas Stars and Pete DeBoer, and like, I got the sense that maybe you weren't as bullish on Pete's career record as I am, but like, the fact of the matter is, the next time he makes the playoffs, Pete DeBoer, by the time that first series is done, he will have coached the most playoff games without winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Like, right now he's only behind Pat Quinn, and then right behind him is Al Vigneault and Lindy Ruff. Like, mm-hmm. those are the four guys that have coached the most, had really good runs many times and not been able to get that. So like, I don't know how, like, it kind of does dovetail here off this Knicks situation. It's like, how should we view Pete DeBoer? Is he a winner or is he not a winner? You know what I mean? Like, because he's in this group of legendary coaches, mm-hmm. and every one of them except Pat Quinn has at least a cup, many with multiple. But he hasn't got it yet. Yeah. So what do you do if you're Dallas? And what do you do when you're in these situations with other teams?
Oh. Well, like, you have to make sure that you have a better, like, I always feel like, do you have a better coach lined up or somebody that you like better? Do you think will give your team the best chance? And when it comes to a guy like Pete DeBoer, I don't know that there's anybody out there that is like, hey, it's going to be better than Pete. Mm-hmm. I've loved Pete DeBoer. Even after this, you know, Jake Oettinger situation, I still think Pete DeBoer is a great coach. Hard to play for, I'm sure. Really hard to play for. Demands a lot out of everybody. But shouldn't that be the case when you're a coach? Like, you got to push your guys, right? Mm-hmm. And there's different ways to go about it. But when he was let go of the Vegas Golden Knights, they had Bruce Cassidy. They wanted to be able to bring in right away. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is some legitimate argument that say Bruce Cassidy is a better coach than Pete DeBoer. Like, Bruce Cassidy has been able to have success, and maybe you're like, that's the guy I want. So unless you have somebody that you think is better than Pete DeBoer right now in Dallas, like, you're not moving off from Pete. You're hoping that the summer is going to settle everybody down. We come in, lots of roster we have to work on. We talked about it in yesterday's show. But there's nobody out there that could come in and say, yeah, I'm better than Pete DeBoer right now. The record and the success, mm-hmm. you know, albeit no cups, but the success, even in the playoffs, going to conference finals yep. 3 years in a row. And you know, with the Devils, like what he did with the Devils, what is it, like 15 years ago? Like
almost, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I was with the Rangers. Yeah. We lost to Adam Henrique, overtime goal, game six, right, in New Jersey.
2012.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because that was the Kings'
first year. The first year I broke my collarbone, we lost to Washington. So it was, yeah. And then LA beat them in the finals. It was the Brodeur-Jonathan Quick final. But yeah, I'm like, that New Jersey Devils team had some Zach Parise and Adam Henrique and Zajac and whatever, but it wasn't that great of team, and he was able to really get a lot out of them. I think he's a great coach. And Lindy Ruff, again, like when we look at the Sabres last season and moving into next year, I am excited to see what Lindy is going to do in year two, because I feel like, okay, there was a lot of learning last year about the roster, about the players, about the systems, what works, what doesn't, and then moving into year two. If you're the Dallas Stars and if you're any NHL team, that's kind of how you gauge your, where are we going? Are we excited about next year or are we not? I think Dallas has to be excited about next year. They ran into the Oilers and boom, they got to move forward with Pete DeBoer about what he could do. How maybe that drive from falling so short in five games to the Oilers can take you there. I think that's the biggest thing. When you're debate, like that's why the LA Kings, I was very surprised why they retained, you know, Jim Hiller and everything, because I'm like, where's the excitement level in Jim Hiller and what he did this year? I just don't see it.
Wins.
Regular season,
one of
season,
most successful regular seasons ever for the team.
Yeah. Maybe that's what obviously Ken Holland comes into LA and he's like, yeah, show me a team in the regular season that's going to repeat this. I'm going to be a successful GM, mm-hmm. right? That's what he's seeing. That's why he's probably made that decision.
Well, what do you think, since you brought up, you know, Lindy going into his second year career-wise with the Sabres? Yeah. We talk about this almost every day, and yesterday it was largely around, okay, should the organization be looking at Jason Robertson? Plenty of reaction to that on social. But Lindy knows also that, you know, there's the next contract for Paterka. There's the Byram situation. That's not even the right way to say it. It's like, does he sign? Does he get moved? Are they players in free agency? Free agency, I guess, took a bit of a hit today. I mean, Brock Nelson goes off the board, signs with Colorado, continues, in your words, his career aversion to unrestricted free agency.
Yeah.
He got a 3-year
deal. He's allergic to UFAs, yes, like July 1. Yes. Nope. I'm on vacation. I don't want to be working on July 1. Let's sort it out before.
So Nelson gets 7.5 a year for 3 years, and he's 33. So, like, real quick, what do you make of that deal? And how does it affect unrestricted free agency on July 1st?
Well, I mean, okay, so Brock Nelson, according to my, like, very unscientific calculation, was eight in scoring according to the UFAs available this summer. Okay, so right in front of him was Patrick Kane. Like, Patrick Kane's not getting $7.5 million. We all know Patrick Kane is later. He's 36. Although Nelson is 33. It's not like he's a young.
Well, if Kane and Taves wanted to go to Anaheim, be with Quenville, they've got cap space that Pat could probably make 7.5.
He probably could, and then Taze would come in at $1 million, so you'd get both of them for like eight and a half,
I don't think anyone's clamoring for that.
So. No, but Ryan Donato had 31 goals and 62 mm-hmm. points, right? Like, is Ryan Donato all of a sudden a $7 million player? I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I feel like, but would you have taken Ryan Donato over Brock Nelson?
No. Brock Nelson, his body of work is very consistent.
What about Mikael Granlund?
Hmm?
What about Mikael Granlund?
No. I mean, at that rate, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
So we're
looking at... He might have had Dallas gone all the way, and he chose to... He's certainly not going to get the money from Dallas now because we documented...
They don't have it.
they don't have it. I don't see Granlund being much more than six, if anybody even goes there. It's just stage of career. It's not my, everyone knows what I've been thinking of Granlund's play the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Nelson number is only, I guess,
it inflates a lot of like the like, I'm sure there's agents and players right now that are like, yes, sir. Like, yeah. Brock Nelson got 7.5. It kind of bumps everybody up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's normal to think that way. I mean, I don't think it affects John Tavares because his situation's different, but it's going to, you know, kind of play in the Brock Bessers of this world and all of that to say, what are these guys going to get because Brock Nelson got 7.5 over 3 years?
I think for whatever, if we all have our own personal reasons subconsciously, I think, as to why we react to every individual deal the way we do. Mm-hmm. Statistically speaking, and that is very much the consistency of Brock Nelson, this number is very fair. It's appropriate. Again, the age is maybe slightly a concern.
Yeah.
But I think the reason it doesn't roll off the tongue for me is because Brock Nelson is now the second highest paid forward on the Colorado Avalanche. That is what my I'm not processing that very well based on what the Avs have been, everything Rantanen was, yeah, even what we expect Natchez to be. It's just now here in this moment, Brock Nelson is currently their second highest paid forward. That seems
It'd be interesting if you told me Nathan MacKinnon, Gabe Landeskog, Marty Natchez, Valeri Nichushkin, and Brock Nelson. Like, rank them 1 through 5 in what you think salary is.
Yeah.
Brock Nelson would be 5.
Right.
And now Brock Nelson's 2. And that's a big, that is a big, big difference. Mm-hmm. And for those that think that the Brock Nelson contract at 7.5 is going to affect, let's say, a JJ Paterka, it's not. Because, you know, very rarely now do you compare UFAs to RFAs, players that are 33 to players that are in their, like, early 20s and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to affect it. But on the value of it, if you're like Brock Nelson is $7.5 million, I'm thinking JJ Paterka is probably 7.5 plus, because you look at who would you rather have? I'd rather have Paterka at that money than Brock Nelson at that money. But Nelson's also a center. It's different.
Different and very dramatically different age-wise. There is a new, younger name to consider, though, when talking about Paterka and what's next for him. And that is a current Ottawa senator. We will dive into that in just a few minutes. And honestly, with all these names, like, Combine continues this week. Stanley Cup final starts tonight. We inch closer to the draft and then free agency. But ongoing through all of it, signings every day, every team. We didn't even get to the comp established by Philadelphia again yesterday with Noah Cates and how that could affect a current Sabre. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dive into that. But what are you thinking at Sabres Live? Like, what is the next kind of newsworthy item here on the Sabres to-do list? Or, like, I say to-do list, and I'm not even sure, like, everything is fluid and spontaneous, right? Like, you may think you have a to-do list, and then boom, something comes out of left field because all of a sudden Jason Robertson is actually on the market and not just rumored.
And because the Combine is here and all the GMs are here, there may be some word and some rumors. I think the next big story to come out of the Sabres, again, maybe that's wishful thinking, is the Sabres will not pick at number 9 this year. So meaning that first round pick would be traded, and that would be the first big story to know that for all the years that we've talked about trade the pick, or maybe you don't want to make that selection, go. I think this year is the year that this is, for me, most likely to happen. Mm-hmm. And the next big story is, well, Sabres are not going to pick at 9 because they made a move.
Mm-hmm. And how early does that actually happen in the process of trying to improve the current roster for opening night in the fall? And, you know, there's no, if you're in on a big player right now, you don't have to wait. There's nothing saying you have to wait till draft night here. Like you can make these deals. And I'm just, you know, it gets the excitement level up amidst the signings and the speculation and all the hockey talk that is.
Do you want it? Do you want them to wait until the 27th, Friday, the 27th, when we're going to be
going
on the air potentially to cover the draft like we've done? Or do you want the Sabres Live to get four shows filled of analysis leading up to the draft?
I'm selfish. I want it now. Thank you. And we'll be back shortly. But not before I remind you, Sabres Foundation Golf Tournament is happening as per usual, mid-September, September 15th at Country Club of Buffalo. You can sign up for your foursome today. Hit the links with the Sabres player, alumnus, or personality from the organization. Enjoy a great day of golf and fun. Visit sabres.com/golf. We'll continue Sabres Live right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Stanley Cup Final starts tonight, and we are rolling along. Combine continuing this week here in Buffalo. Sabre discussions, which we have had plenty of, and will continue now. Because yesterday, Noah Cates got his deal with Philadelphia, four years, $4 million per. And when you look statistically, and we had this discussion previously based on a Philadelphia signing with Ty Forster and how it could look for Jack Quinn, given the similarities statistically between those two. There are very, very strong comparisons to be made statistically between Noah Cates and Ryan McLeod over the course of their careers. So at 4x4 for Cates, what do you think this may or may not do to McLeod's future earnings here in Buffalo?
I feel, and this is just my feel, that this Noah Cates extension is the very, 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 very low bottom of what Ryan McLeod would be. I think McLeod has more experience, a few more games played, a few more points. And when I look at last year, his production, the way that he was able to get his best season and played elevated in the lineup, I think if you compare McLeod to Noah Cates, you're going to say, oh, Noah Cates, a $4 million player. McLeod is, at the very least, a $500,000 to $1 million more that per year. So I think that we're looking at starting most likely at 4.5, but probably trending more towards 5 a year for Ryan McLeod. Now, the term is a little interesting to me because Noah Cates signs a 4-year deal. He is 26 years old. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at Ryan McLeod, who is 25, are you thinking, do you want to go for 7-8 years or do you want to go for 4 years and then hit another contract as a UFA at 29, another like big deal, right? So that is a conversation. If you want to go 4 years, that's fine. But if you want to go longer term, maybe we can bring the number down a little bit and say, we're guaranteeing you money over 7 years, over 6 years, over 8 years, potentially. Like the number is going to be a little bit lower because we're giving you that long-term security.
Right. Are you suggesting that you think the Sabres are going long-term? Are you suggesting that you would go long-term? How are you viewing how Ryan McLeod's next deal
looks? The team, I would like to go 4 or 5 years because I think you're getting the best years out of Ryan McLeod. And I think that you go from 25 to 30, that's perfect or whatnot. If I'm Ryan McLeod and I had my best season and I'm thinking, well, maybe I want to be able to continue what I'm doing and set myself up for another contract, I'm looking at probably 3 years, saying 25, 26, 27. I'm 28 years old. I can hit another 6 or 7 year deal at 28. All of a sudden, that's 10 years of big, you know, contracts that I'm getting as opposed to just getting 6 or 7 years. So for me, the sweet spot for the Sabres would be 5 or 6 years. And a sweet spot for the player would probably be 3. So I think they're probably going to settle something around the 4 or 5 year deal and go that route.
We talked a lot about J.J. Paterka and what's next for him contract-wise. Interesting to read that Drake Batherson's name is out there from Ottawa. And Drake is a little older, not much, a little older, and is locked in for 2 more years at 4.975. and has the same production as Paterka. So why do you think, you know, Ottawa might be interested in moving Batherson, especially when the talk is they would want another top six forward? I love how this game plays. Anyway, what comparisons are there to be made between two guys who had the exact same point total last year and the fact that Batherson, of course, based on age, has had more of a track record here as far as consistent production, like 20 plus goals, 60 plus points. And at just under $5 million, again, this is all relative to NHL inflation, you know, Batherson would be presumably lower for the next couple of years than what J.J. Paterka is going to be.
And when Batherson signed his deal, he just come off a 34-point season. That's why. So I think the Ottawa Senators are seeing value in Drake Batherson. 2 years at less than $5 million. Can we get something that's going to be even better? Maybe a team like the Dallas Stars who are saying, we need players that are making lower, that can still produce, but they need to shed like big money and I don't want to say superstar talent, but closer to the higher tier talent in the NHL. Ottawa is probably trying to figure out if there is some really big value to get out of Drake Batherson. So, I mean, J.J. Paterka is a 60-plus point guy, and I get that the numbers with Drake Batherson and Paterka very similar last year. But
identical, when, 68 points.
Yeah, when Batherson signed, he had, you know, he was getting 30 points. And Batherson decided to go for a little bit more of security, signing a 6-year deal, right? And making the AAV around what is it, 4.975. So that's with a player like a McLeod will have to decide. Do I want a little longer at less, or do I want to go short term? Give me the value that I have right now, and I'm going to double down in 3 years from now. Batterson decided to get a little less for longer, but now the Ottawa Senators hold the value. There's value in Drake Batterson and the money.
Well, I guess the proper way to look at this is when there's more players in the market, allegedly, reportedly, whatever, to be potentially on the move, how does that impact every team, every situation? Like, if you were thinking and you're in talks, like, maybe we would consider moving JJ. Again, this is just,
yeah,
whatever. Like, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, maybe we could get Batherson locked up for a couple of years at considerably less than what we were planning to spend. Like, how, just from your knowledge, like, how
that's
do,
what Ottawa's trying even, to do.
Like, I wanted to actually preface it this way a lot earlier. Like, this Dallas reality of their cap situation and Jason Robertson. Like, we've talked, everyone has talked for so long about Mitch Marner's future, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's a UFA, potentially, and he can go wherever. But, like, what if you were a team that was sitting there for the last 3 months going, okay, we've got the cap space, like, we can do this, or you go, maybe Jason Robertson for this year at far less, and then for the next few years at definitely less than what Marner's making is a better fit for us. I'm just curious how you plug and play all these names and scenarios and how much you think it impacts ultimately what business you can get done.
Well, if, you know, depending on the amount of cash space you have, that's when you have to kind of play around with the value. Like, the Ottawa Senators have about $15 million in cap space. And if they were to trade Drake Batherson, and maybe you don't get anything in return, but now that gives you $20 million in cap space. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you can sign Claude Giroux and you can go after a Marner, right? And say, this is what the value of Drake Batherson is.
Or a Robertson.
But you would have to make that move with Dallas. And I'm just saying, that option can be there, but the option of saying, all I need to do is free up that $5 million and get value in picks and prospect back, I'll use that to flip him somewhere else. But now all of a sudden I've got $20 million to re-sign a Claude Giroux, which I don't think he's going to cost a lot of money. There's been rumor that if he doesn't sign with Ottawa, maybe Montreal would be a team that would look at Claude Giroux. He's later in his career. He's from Northern Ontario. Maybe Ottawa, Montreal, that's closer to home. That's where he wants to stay at. Kind of like John Tavares with the lease. But that all of a sudden, that money could be available for, hey, okay, we had Drake Batterson, great player, good player, but we've upgraded by acquiring a Mitch Marner or by acquiring a Jason Robertson or by going to get a Nick Ehlers, right? I think Nick Ehlers is probably going to get you more production than Drake Batterson. Now, the value is not the same because you're going to pay Nick Ehlers almost $8 million. But if that's what you think it takes for you to get to the next level, then you got to do it. And that's why Drake Batterson of this world are going to be talked about because there's value there.
Well, even Ehlers could be compromised on the wish list by Robertson's availability if he is, right?
And let's see, like, nothing happens with Robertson at the draft.
Yeah.
And it's a, oh, well, we're going to explore it in July. Mm-hmm. That matters July 1 when teams are all of a sudden.
Big time.
Like, we can't wait for you, Dallas, to decide. We're gonna go to the plan B or plan C or whatever. Yeah. And then the doors close. And then Dallas, and look, you and I talk about it all the time. Why are you doing the Dallas Stars any favors by saying, unless you get the value that you want out of a deal that would help the Dallas Stars shed some salary, don't do it. Don't do it. Let them kind of be stuck and find somewhere else to be able to do your business.
The players have spoken. Nikita Kucherov is their MVP this year, winning the Ted Lindsay Award. Thoughts?
I think Nikita Kucherov is one of the best player in the National Hockey League. He had such an impact with the Tampa Bay Lightning and what they were able to do this year. I still would have felt like Leon Draisaitl to me. If I was a player, I would have probably voted Draisaitl as the best player, the only player to have scored 50 goals this year. How he was able to elevate the Oilers when Connor McDavid wasn't playing at the top level. But it's kind of funny because I think it surprised Nikita Kucherov when the NHL and the NHLPA made the video to announce he was in the office with Julien Brisebois, the GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Brisebois is telling Kuch, look, the league is saying that we can do two things if you win a trophy. We can fly you and your wife and kids to L.A. to accept the trophy, or they can fly the trophy here. And Kucherov kind of looking around like, what trophy? I win none this year. Meaning he didn't expect it. He didn't expect to be winning this award. It was a complete surprise, which I love. I love when those kind of moments happen and you're able to capture them.
Leading scorer, once again, in the NHL, consecutive years for Kucherov, even though he had a 23-point drop from the previous year. He has three scoring titles and a Ted Lindsay Award today, which is certainly an incredible honor.
Second one, I believe, right?
Second one, but yeah, it's just, I mean, no matter what year you win it, there's always incredible competition. But yes, just the way you laid things out and the era that Kucherov is living in, up against the McKinnons and McDavids and Draisaitls of the world. It really is.
To a certain extent, because Crosby's like, came in, there's Sid, like, so yeah, he's been able to get it twice from the players' vote. That is significant too, because that is the players voting.
Quick timeout, back with more as we maybe once again set up game one, the cup final. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Marty, what is the last thing that you saw in your fridge that you decided should no longer be in your fridge? It's been there like way too long. Like it's probably not going to kill you. Like it's like a condiment or something, but it's like well past the artificial expiration date.
It wasn't a condiment, and I had a piece and then threw it out. So it was chocolate cake.
Okay, this is tough.
I had a piece of chocolate cake, and I was like, yeah,
okay, but you could
probably is not good for anybody else. So I
you could potentially see mold on something like that. I'm talking about things that exist in a bottle, a jar, whatever, where you're like, you know, I really haven't touched that for a while. I need to chuck this.
Salad dressing.
Ah, so does that mean you believed in the actual artificial date on it? Because we know the date's not going to kill you when you go beyond it.
Well, apparently I read an article that says, like, best before is a recommendation that very right. few food expire or that they go rotten, right? So mm-hmm. there is, but so the best before is just a recommendation. But I still think, like, when I see best before, let's see, June of 2024 mm-hmm. and we're June of 2025, I'll toss it.
So I did the right thing then. I was craving chocolate milk today, and there was a thing of chocolate syrup on the fridge door, and I'm like, well, that hasn't been touched in a long time.
Yeah.
Sure enough, 2021 was the date on it. So I made the I made the right decision, you're
saying?
Anything
that dates back to COVID, you got to toss. it out.
Who makes more right decisions tonight in game one of the final?
The Oilers win game one.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow on Sabres Live.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.